Welcome, 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 welcome. How is everyone doing? My name is Ricky King, and this program is basically Caribbean Times back then comparing to now. This is the channel where we speak about how life used to be back in the day when we grew up comparing to what life is right now. And the plan for this channel is to do it country by country. So I would like to get some input from persons from different countries with different backgrounds. You know, I'm from Jamaica, so I know a lot about Jamaican background, but I would love to get the inputs of different country, different persons from different country to just, you know, come into the channel and just explain how it was when they were growing up comparing to how it is right now. So that's the main theme, that's the main concept, or you want to call it, of this channel, Caribbean Times back then and now. Okay, so let's get into it. So I want to speak about stuff like I'm going to touch a little bit of music, of course, and we're going to start with a country. And how fitting it is, so we can start with Jamaica. Since I'm from Jamaica, so I guess I'll just start with Jamaica. And I just want to shout out to all the Jamaicans in the audience who's listening. And if I forget something, please feel free to tap in and just, you know, say your piece. Or, you know, if I forget an important place or thing that I didn't mention, you know, just feel free to come on in and just show your ideas. You know, it's a, you know, this is what we do. Just send me an email or, you know, contact me on this channel, and we will definitely, you know, input whatever you recommend the next time. Okay. All right, so I want to start by speaking about a person, you know, who has been a great influence on the Jamaican community. And his name is Robert Nesta Marley, a.k.a. Bob Marley. A lot of people know about Bob Marley because he sings a lot of songs and, you know, we rock to his songs. But if you dissect his songs that he sings, it is some of the songs all of his songs have some stories behind it. And you could definitely take a couple words, you know, to be some inspiration to you throughout the day. Well, Bob Marley, you know, has kids, he has his wife, you know, he has his career. They never gave up. Young men, you know, decided, you know, I'm going to stand for my beliefs and, you know, do what's right for me. Anyways, no, but that was back then. No. We are lacking in the Jamaican community, you know, some type of cornerstone type of entertainer who's going to hold the thing down and show the people, say, yeah, this is the way to go about it right now. I mean, you make fun of few, but there are no Bob Marleys. And, you know, that's what's missing in some of the reggae music part of the thing right now, where, you know, we do not have a steady path of delivery. They just come and they sing whatever they want to sing. And you know, back in the day, I remember my father used to go sting, you know what I mean, to keep a national stadium. You know, my father sleep was like about 11 o'clock at night, and you know, see the man about like 6 next morning. And you know what I mean, sting was nice and things like that. You know, the Brigadier Jerry's and the, you know, the yellow man's them, you know what I mean. Yeah, I'm not that old, but like I said, I experienced those things because my dad, they was, you know, used to go to the session them and come back and, you know, stuff like those. Alright, like I said, so stick to Bob Marley. He has done a lot for the Jamaican community. Put Jamaica on the map into the reggae music. And also, him basically smoking the marijuana on the television and whatever he did. You know, and now you see other people doing it, you know what I mean? But he was definitely a guy who, you know, stood for what he stand for, you know, in terms of, like, stood for what he stand for. He Yeah, that's a term. You gotta make sure you believe in what you stand for, right? Or stand for what you believe in. Alright. So that's music. Next I wanna big up the Marley family, definitely. Alright, so let's talk about one of the greatest comedian that came out of Jamaica. Alright. That man is the original man is called Oliver Samuels. That man will make you laugh so till, you know, he's just a walking comic strip. Because he doesn't have to do much for you to, you know, for you to get a laugh, to feel a good vibes. You know what I'm saying? Nothing do much. He's just a walking comic strip. Big up, Mr. Oliver Samuels, where you at? Big up, sir. Big up. Oliver Samuels. Let's talk about the man, Charles Ayat. You know, Glenn Campbell, a.k.a. Titus. Big up them Monday, you know what I mean? Big up, Mr. Mr. Ali, the name IT and Super and Fancy Cat. Yeah, there is original things, all right? It is important that we know, so yo, back in the day, we used to have the great comedians, though. I don't think anyone is doing comedy right now, you know. Because people feel like comedy is to the part. But then if you get back into this and the thing that is cool, like, you know, we need to do some more art, some literature where people are doing acting them skills instead of just, you know, them do it when it's convenient. No, man, make it a part of the curriculum where people can, you know, the kids can partake of the art and, you know, just build them dream, you know, when it could turn out to be some great actress. We love to see plays. I like to see plays and, you know, this there, but back in my time, there used to be a lot more plays. All right, so let's bring that back. And we're comparing, you know, like I said, back then and now, Caribbean times. But then I know that's what we do on this channel. We compare. All right, I could not go without bigging up founding mother of comedy, Louise Bennett. Rest in peace, Louise Bennett. Your work lives on. I have to big you up. Your spirit lives on. I'm still gonna big you up because I know from that somewhere, someplace you're listening, man. And my respects goes out to you and your family. And Sir Oliver Samuels, my respect goes out to you and your family, sir. Alright. Louise Bennett definitely laid the platform down for these, you know, for the young comedians, the folk music, they acting out of the walk and in the walk and talking thing, you know what I mean? If you understand what I'm saying to you, she just recite things on stage and people do it, you know. Very funny lady, Miss Louise Bennett. So if you guys, the younger generation, if you listen to this channel, never heard of Miss Louise Bennett, the people should Google her work. And then you appreciate it. Alright. The next thing I want to talk about right now, you know, is the media. Back in the day, you know, rest in soul, rest in peace, Free Eye. But there's a lady who, since I was a little boy growing up, that lady was on, she was just she had the sweetest voice you could ever hear upon radio. And she was a phenomenal woman. What am I talking about? I'm bigging up Miss Doreen Samuels from RJR. Yeah, man, RJR. Can you guys know if a TVJ or anything? No, we know that RJR, original RJR. You know what I mean? We have a man like Alan Magnus, Henry Stennett. You know what I mean? Neville Graham. Those people, big up. Neville Willoughby, as you say. Neville Willoughby. Yeah. Alan Magnus, I said before. Yeah. So, those people definitely help us to wake up in the morning and, you know, definitely carry us throughout the day. Barry G, big up yourself. Anyway, Barry G, original shot, man. Big up yourself. Yeah. But then, radio was a good thing to listen to. We love radio so much, we look forward to listen to a good program on radio. You know what I mean? Barbara Glodon. You know what I mean? We're comparing things back and then. So this week I'm doing Jamaica. I should say, this episode I'm doing Jamaica. And I'm gonna ask for a personnel to, you know, tap in and recommend a country that I'm gonna do the next episode. But Jamaica is definitely it this episode, because oh, fitting, because I'm from Jamaica, so I'm just gonna do what I know right now, and then I'm gonna do my research and do another country next time. So big up the RGR started, and oh, what could I forget, the JBC staff. Yes sir, yes ma'am, the JBC staff right in the halfway right. The JBC is right there. I mean, our RGR is everyone on to get somewhere in that place, Lindhurst Road. But the JBC staff, but then, you know, the Dennis Halls, rest in peace. All right, there are foresters. Remember those people? You know something? When Jamaica had two TV, two stations, two stations, it was JBC and RG. I'm teaching you guys something. Two stations, it was JBC and RJR. All right, if you guys can remember, if you don't remember, I'll go ask somebody, but they tell you that these stations were in competition. It was just the market was very, it was a lot of food to go around. So both of them, they went out there and they put their flags up and they won the market to go. I was an RGR fan. I was an RGR fan. Love JBC because they had the TV station. You know what I mean? So after a while, RJ got the T. After a while, then TVJ came along. But before that, it was just JBC at the TV station. Then cable come in and mess up everything. Then you have CVM. Alright. So big up. So once again, I'm gonna compare. But then I know, cause the channel, so the channel name, you know, we're gonna compare the Caribbean Times. But then compare to now. Anyways, it's so fitting that Christmas are come. And some people forget certain things. Nowadays, people won't just walk into the store and pick up a box of cake mix. Cause nobody want the time to beat up two egg, put no flour on them thing like before, and you know, get the thing mixed up on the sugar and the thing and mix it up nicely and make a nice heavy cake. Everybody want some light thing, some light cake where you eat it two time and you know, go through a breeze blow you away. Nah, man. The original cake we talk about, we used to make back in the days, is you put in the mixtures, the egg and the flour and the original brown sugar. You understand? And the browning. And what are the and the fruits you are soak from January or March. Them fruits soak until them junk. You understand? And then they bring you back down in December, you just make it thing just nice and fluff up, cause you know you know so you put your work into the thing. Nowadays these kids I use right now is a joke. You know, they wanna go out there and get up some cake mix and then come and do a quick thing fast, you know. You know what I mean? So we love the cake, but we prefer the original cake. The original, you know, people who know me at all about the original cake where, you know, you it has the mixture in it and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Anyways, no, if you understand that people are bake certain things in the oven right now, which once again, you know, back in our day, once again, I compare, you know, back in our day, it used to be a different thing. Let's talk about the pudding. Because before, in our day, it used to be, follow me on this one, Ella Bottom. Heaven on top. Hallelujah, Namigle. Ella Bottom. Heaven on top. Hallelujah, Namigle. You know? So, what I mean by that? You put the thing outside. Could be a wood fire. Preferably a wood fire, because that to make it thing cook better. You understand me? Wood fire blaze on the bottom of the pot with the big pot of the beagle. And boom. Up on top. You put the cover up on the pot, then you put an next fire up on the top of that again. So you have fire top, fire bottom, and the niceness on the middle. So we call it Ella Bottom, Heaven on top, Hallelujah in the middle. Yeah, the younger folks this year, I mean, we don't, you know, we tend to be, you know, we lose certain values, we get too stush, we get too rich. So, man stop, you know, them forget all them thing on, you know. Pudding, definitely. Next thing I want to talk about, you know, back in the day. No, me not see nobody do it again. Me no know if the tree start make or something like that. But nobody now grate a coconut again. What really are going? Everybody want to get coconut milk nowadays from the shop. You know, coconut milk, you know, the powder in the bag. Yeah, all time sitting, but at the base something. You understand? Because you are going now. When you grated the coconut there, and they come down to a small piece of the coconut, last piece left, Jamaican people know exactly what I'm talking about. Right? You take that small piece of coconut, you dip it in some sugar, I mean, anything you grate, put to the side. So anything you're done, you get some sugar and chew up on that and a murder. Yeah. The other thing is that the chash, the coconut chash itself, you put some more sugar upon that and mix it up. Good God. You can make greater cake with it. Is that a greater cake in him? The red and white something? I think a greater cake, yeah. Yeah. So nothing goes to waste. Like I said, big up the vendors them. Big up the peanut man who see how up on the street and selling peanuts, cause that now gonna big up the hand cat man them. They back in the day you know, people. I'm gonna compare once again. You saw all about Fudgy. Fudgy come through on the bike with the box on the back of it with the ice cream them and the fudge and the nutty body them and the cream, the ice cream cake. The ice cream cake was my favorite, you know. I'm pretty sure a lot of people can compare to that because the ice cream cake, you know, it just was a different flavor, was a different type of setting. You understand? Alright, what about Suck Suck? Nobody makes Suck Suck anymore. People just, everybody just, you say Suck Suck, someone man gone east and gone west. You talk about, you look at Joseph in the bag where, until I don't play ball, I don't play cricket, whatever I don't play, I come from school, whatever it is. I go check school, check a lady out of the road, I sell them thing. It's a frozen treat in a bag. See what I say? And then I go, sir, you can't buy a chain of food and knock it off. Nowadays, a man wants to drink NSC and cognac and alizade and sit like that, you know what I'm saying? You understand me? Because guess what? And Ciroc. But here we go now. Back in the day, I'm not care about that. Come on, boy, and two socks so can go sip. No, basically, no, right now, no. If you don't have your money, you can't go sponge off for next man back like NSC. Because I'm sure you will get a one cup. You can't get a refill. You understand? But back in the day, you could have get your two socks to get all the vibes and chill. Yeah. I mean, a man still a drinking red strawberry and a McEwan Strong Ale and, you know, the red top. You know what I mean? You know, in Jagan. McEwan Strong Ale. Where's McEwan Strong Ale? That's not no more. Everything I come to, you know what I mean? To a different type of levels right now. Jamaica, big up yourself. See what I'm saying? I think we got to get the kids out of the house. Put them back into the fields to start do some type of sports. When we was younger, Jamaica people talk up. We used to do things like skip, jump, you know what I mean? Hopscotch. You know what I'm saying? Stuck in the mud. Hide and seek. Some athletic games. Nobody doing those things anymore. Nobody is playing outside anymore. Everybody is in the house on their couch playing internet games. Nobody's outside, you know, running up and down. Kids, you know, kids not sweating anymore. Every kid them too cool for sweat. You know, nobody's outside, you know, running around anymore, you know. Nobody's shirt is getting wet. Everybody's too nice and cool. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with that, man. Teach you them some old time games, man. You know what I mean? Go to do and get a nice good spot on the road and just draw the hopscotch out there. You know, throw your thing and make, you know, hopscotch. You know, skip, dandish and the sightings. Yeah. Marble. Nobody not play marble no more. Like, what's going on? Marble used to be the thing. You know what I mean? Nobody not play marble no more. Nothing wrong with that. It's a way that kids used to use to bond with each other. You understand? Nobody not play elastic band no more. You know, so you have elastic band from a wrist up straight to your armpit. So I see your thing turn up. Can you know the same man come through and film thing, ticks it away like running out like a chain on him neck. You understand? This is what used to ban the kids in Jamaica back in the times. Once again, I'm dealing with Jamaica right now. Like I said, if anyone have any comments about a different country, we're just doing Jamaica for this episode. Because next episode, we're going to do a different country. You understand me? So, you know, this is what the world has come to, where, you know, people forget the games. You know what I mean? The only thing steadfast are going right now is you know, the popular sports like cricket and football and athletics. But you saw some little side games too. You know what I mean? What about, you know, strip me, you know what I mean? Trick, you know, dominoes, you know. You don't see no man play domino like that no more. They made a play, but you know, it wasn't like before. It wasn't like before, you know. This used to be a big banding going on, you know, so you have domino thing I play and, you know. The man not gamble, the man just have fun. You understand? So let's get back to the marble and stuff like that. I mean, I think nothing still is still marble. You know what I mean? Those are things that, you know, could bring you back. Bring you back in and bring you back and see if the kids them will even try to at least know how to play it. You know, this is the culture that's in Jamaica. Like, you know, we grew up on certain things, we just make it go back, get go to the wayside, because guess what? Internet has come about and taken over, so we do a thing that the internet says, and we forget our own culture. I mean, once again, this is Jamaica segment, so let me speak on Jamaica. And please, I do not need to offend anybody, but I would love to have some comments, and I want to hear feedback on what I'm saying, because I'm pretty sure that some people will agree, and some people won't agree, but it's okay. We can agree to disagree. It's okay. Alright, want to also talk about just check my notes real quick up, you know. Let's talk about the football games on Sundays. Matter of fact, every evenings, because when I used to go to school and come home, by the time I finish my homework, the bar gong center. You understand? And guess what? We have two teams. We have the skins, we have the shirts. But if you're too young to understand what skins and shirts is, skins mean you don't have no shirt, and the shirt means, of course, you have a shirt. You understand? I'm going to play it until, you know, start ball like about 5 o'clock, and you play it till like 8 o'clock at night time. Every man fit. Everybody's fit. Nobody no overweight. Nobody have no beasting going on. You know what I mean? Everybody's fit. Everybody's all right. Everybody's looking good. You know, I couldn't go without bigging up one of my favorite singers. You know, she still has her sound going out. It's Miss Martha Griffiths. Big up to Miss Martha Griffiths. Anyway, there. You know, like I said, I want everyone on this channel to think about stuff that they used to do back in the day, and stuff that they could pass down to their descendants. You know, because we love to talk about history. We love to talk about history, what happened back in the day, and we are not creating our own history. You know, so how about we do something that 30 years down the line, them can say, you know what, used to do this back in the day, and this is making me, you know, a better person right now. It has impacted my life so much. You know, and when the cable thing come in at Jamaica, you know, that was a big deal. I remember when I see the cable guy come in, and myself, yeah, they must say, yeah, man, we have cable now, you know. My father said, yeah, we can't get cable. So when we move from the one black and white TV, now we have cable TV and, you know, all the pretty show and something like that. I think that's when, once people come in at Jamaica, I think that's when everything changed in Jamaica. Because people get to see what going overseas right now, they want to be like overseas people, and you can't disagree with me with about the other facts I'm talking about. It doesn't, I'm talking facts. Let's just understand that if you can remember when cable come to Jamaica, it was a big thing. Everybody want cable. All of a sudden man stop watch GBC. That's why GBC shut down. No concern, no answer. But I'm telling you right now, since cable come in, man, but I won't watch GBC no more. GBC not get no more hits. You understand? Alright. Back in the day, I'm a compare right now. That's what the channel is called, Caribbean Times, but then I know. Back in the day, you used to have Stars, Downtown Pirates, Punish Town, Port Anton, St. Thomas, Montego Bay, Ochiris, where you want to go? Stars. These stars were so big, they look like Macy's. You know what I mean? They look like Berrydance. Any big studio talk about these Jamaican Igler, we call them Iglas, have some big star put up. I mean, some double wides, full of things. You know, one go sting, or you want go, any fashion show, reggae stone splash. Back in the time, you just go book, go check a man out of style and buy some things off and come up with the freshest stuff them come for it. You know, that has been taken away from the Jamaica people. So now, Jamaica people can do the mafia hide and igla right now. Because the Chinaman come in and basically want everything in them haberdashery. So a certain man I get the money on Friday time. So the igla them get terrorized and then boom, they lose them like a source of income. Jamaican people understand what I'm talking about. So we just me drive through the town. All the time I see a man with some tar put out the beer, they see a stall. I see him rent out a little space and that thing. But stall make out of wood and, nail up and thing like that. Put up, mean like some decent thing. Beer thing in it. My father have the beer. I think my daddy have about two stall at Punish Town, he had like two big stalls in the town. Where, when your father was star, you're the man. Yeah. Yeah, cause pants length are selling, t-shirt are selling, hockey jersey are selling, Jamaica produce some of the best distributors. Jamaicans are known to be some of the best sellers of items. Jamaicans are so creative. I don't understand how come they find so much time to do such idleness. Because these guys, I think Jamaica, the era flow to Jamaica, bless them with certain talents. You could put a Jamaican anywhere and make something of the opportunity that he has. So this week I'm bigging up the Jamaicans. Like I said, next segment I'm gonna big up a different country. I'm gonna do my research and I'm gonna big up a different country. So if you have a country that you want to big up and talk about, feel free to drop me a message or something like that. Drop me a message. All right, definitely you could always hit me up, or you could send me an email to rickking@gmail.com. Once again, I really appreciate you guys spending the last half an hour with me. Just going back over some things, how we can compare, or we compared back then and now, and the impact it has on today's youths and the today's environment. There's a lot more. I can't fit everything in this half an hour, but I am very, very, very happy that I was able to come out and just share some ideas. Of what things were back then, and now we don't see these things anymore. I will touch on Jamaica some other time, but for now I'm gonna give another country another chance. Alright, so just understand that wherever you are, just big of yourself. God bless.